thousand, 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, I'll still be standing, bless God. Hallelujah. Why you say that? Because he promised me a number of days that I could live on this earth. He promised me that I could live. Some say 70 to 80 years. But I like what Psalm 91 said. With long life will I satisfy him. Let me live till I get satisfied. God, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied. Now I'm ready to go. But as long as I'm not satisfied, I'm not going nowhere. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can reign in life by this one, Jesus Christ. He is Lord. He is Master. He is Savior. He is Redeemer. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the great I Am. He is the everlasting one. He's the unchangeable one. He's the one that's been raised from the dead. He's not going to die again. I am in him and he's in me, and we shall reign in life. Hallelujah. So tell fear, tell doubt, tell unbelief, get out of my life, get out of my way. I'm not going nowhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 You rise up in your faith. You rise up right now. And you tell that thing, get off of me. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus. I'll not put up with you. Get your hands off of my children. Get your hands off of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you let it, don't you get down in that muddy grove. Don't you sit around and mope and whine and complain full of fear. Rise up! And tell fear, get out of here. If you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you never invited him, do it now. It'll change your life. You say, how you do it? It's real simple, but yet it's so profound. Romans 10, 9, and 10. I keep saying it because that's the plan. I keep saying it because that's the plan. Romans 10, 9, and 10 tell you how to do it. Tell every sinner how to get saved. Romans 10, 9, and 10. The question I want to know, ask you so you know how to do it. The question I want to ask you, do you believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death, rose a victorious resurrection, and now ascended and has taken a seat at the right hand of God? Do you believe that? Do you believe what this Bible says about his death, burial, and resurrection? You say, yes, I believe Jesus did that. All you got to do is say, do what Romans 10, 9, and 10 said. And it said, if thou shalt confess, that means to say with your mouth and believe with your heart, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And you can say that, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Because I did what God said. Can God lie? We just read the scripture. God is not a man that he should lie. He said, if I do that, I'm saved. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what nobody else say. You got some will come along. You got to be baptized this way. You got to be baptized that way. No. You can get baptized in water in the name of Jesus. That's fine. But that water ain't what saved you. You can baptize a man all day until you get tired. You still ain't gonna save it. It's receiving something. Did you hear what I said? It's receiving Jesus, making him Lord of your life. That's That's what saves you. And because I am saved, I'm willing to get baptized in water. Because it's an outward showing of what happened in my heart. That's what it's all about. Now I have a real relationship with God. And I can begin to learn about this new journey.